Go ahead.
Fireside is blazing bright.
Oh, this nigga with the singer.
We'll be caroling through the night.
Hold up.
In this Christmas.
Yo, what's good, people?
What's up, though?
Streetwalker Robin. Hollywood Fresh.
Fuck you.
Fake, a.k.a. Deotica.
And what are you?
Real nigga, man.
Fucking 1825 Rosa Burke.
Yo, how y'all doing?
I'm good.
I started off singing Christmas because a couple days ago, Dana called me. And she asked me, she was like, Hollywood. She don't call me that.
I know that right.
She was like, Dom, tell me your favorite Christmas movie. So I was like, shit, I don't know. That was like out the blue. So I was like, probably Friday after next because it was quick.
Right.
And she was like, yo, give me your 10. So I'm going to start off with you, Mike. You ain't got to give me 10. But give me a few of your favorite Christmas movies.
Number one
is Die Hard.
I don't give a fuck what nobody say. It's a Christmas movie. It's Die Hard.
I know you. I knew it was Die Hard. I know you. That was on my list.
Home Alone. I like two better than one. Home Alone 2.
Nigga, you bugging.
You like one? You like one better?
Yeah.
I like the hotel nigga was funny as hell. That's why I like two better. Then it was he was trying to get that put that boy out all the time and shit. That nigga was funny. I forgot his name.
Nigga, I saw two like twice. I saw Home Alone like 100 times, so I know that movie. D-Mac, what's your favorite Christmas movie?
It's definitely going to be the Polar Express movie.
Oh, Lord. I ain't never seen that, so I don't know if it's better or not. I ain't going to say nothing.
It's a cartoon.
I heard of it, I just never seen it.
Yeah, it has a really powerful message, so I like that movie.
Robin?
Home Alone.
Good choice.
The first one?
All three of them. But I like the
first one. They got four. They got four, nigga.
They got four?
Yeah.
They have the two, what you mean? The all four. Yeah. They have the, that's, I don't give a fuck what they made. They got two, that's it. The other two is trash.
No, I liked it. With the, what's,
with that fake Macaulay Culkin?
Four was a, man, I put it on Netflix one time because, niggas been watching Home Alone movies. It's bad. There's some goofy nigga doing goofy shit. Like, it's bad, yo. I think he was like sick from school or some shit. Oh, he wanted to stay home, and man, I forgot it. I saw it once and it was, I ain't paying no mind. It was awful.
And I like the Black Christmas movies. I don't know the name. Is it This Christmas?
Oh, I like This Christmas.
Yeah, I love that one.
I like Almost Christmas.
Good. Yep.
I like Friday.
Oh, you know what? I like Madea Christmas.
I'm straight.
Does Are We There Yet count?
Is that a Christmas?
That was a good movie. Yeah.
I like that too.
It's better. I taste like ashtray.
I think
Cornerstone Energy.
Did you say it tastes like?
No, he said that. I didn't drink it last one. He did.
Oh yeah, that's some ashtray.
It's been in the Cornerstone too long.
It's supposed to taste like that, right?
I don't know, nigga.
How you give us stuff that access to what it's supposed to taste?
She's not gonna take it.
I'm not gonna take it. My friend is an ambassador of.
Are you giving her feedback?
Santa Claus is coming to town. Oh,
she
yeah.
tasted before.
But she know like, how it tastes? She not,
people drink that to get fucked up.
Facts.
People eat edibles to get fucked up, but I'm sure they don't taste nasty.
I don't know. I probably like that if it's not sweet, but I ain't going to do it.
Yeah, you got fucked up palate, so you were like this.
I don't like sweet drinks.
Like you eat outside and dirt and grass and
you.
Leaves. Like,
you say outside.
If it's outside, you go eat it.
Ha ha ha. What are the movies I like? What's other Christmas movies?
Oh, shit.
Gremlins.
No. Wait, do I like Gremlins? I do like Gremlins.
Lethal Weapon.
Love Lethal Weapon.
Yeah. Riggs!
All of them.
Mel Gibson, old nasty ass. Racist ass nigga.
Yeah, man.
Get raped by a pack of niggers. Your white
you
folks.
That?
Yeah.
Yeah.
To his ex wife. White people.
I think you don't see them no more in Hollywood.
When a white person get mad at you, they gonna call you a nigga.
He made like Jewish jokes. Jewish.
Man, that nigga say she was walking wearing that dress. Hope you get raped by a pack of niggers. Damn, like we hyenas or something. Like we going packs.
That's terrible.
Like me and Mike gonna be ooh white lady. Let's pounce.
What that the is fuck? So terrible.
Yeah, they got the old school classics. It's a Wonderful Life. Elf, Jingle All the Way.
Yeah.
I like them shits either. Yeah, no.
That was the one with Sinbad and what's the nigga? Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you look like Sinbad.
No, I did. You think every light skinned nigga looking like? You talking about racist? Shit.
Black people like, can't be racist.
I like the movies that come on BET. Do it still come on BET and Lifetime?
Like Holiday Heart, shit like that.
I like Holiday Heart actually. I love Holiday.
It's like
Heart.
Looking in the mirror.
Fuck you, okay?
Yeah, okay. See none of these movies. She confused.
Very.
You never saw Holiday Heart?
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
I ain't never saw it either.
I don't watch TV. No?
Anything rings like drag or something?
Yeah.
That nigga love being in drag, son. He be in drag a lot. That's his thing. Him and Tyler Perry.
And man, as long as that check clear, I'm just about to say.
Some things I ain't doing.
Yeah, I agree.
Hold up.
I agree.
Yes. All right. Would you play like a gay character on a movie or television show?
No. Just get a role to a gay person. Why would you cast a straight person in a gay role?
Would you date a tranny? I'm sorry. Would you date a transsexual on a television show like The Shy? Oh boy, he date nothing but trannies. Yo, he had two of them, dog. He date nothing but trannies, man.
I stopped watching it. I gotta catch up. I think I stopped at season 2.
I mean, the character, it wouldn't bother me. As long as we ain't gotta have real sex. Or
but they be like, hold up.
They
be like kissing, and the tranny hand's bigger than the man hands. Like, it's be like touching his chest and shit. Like, how you do that? Okay, well, I don't think it'll bother y'all two ladies about playing or dating a gay character in the movie. I'm gay. No, you're not. You're fucking fake gay.
Yeah, we not about to go into that again.
How y'all gonna tell me what I am?
You're not eating coochie. If y'all prove it, I gotta watch.
I ain't sucking penis either, so I'm not. I don't
believe
like
that.
Men.
I don't believe that.
What the fuck? I don't believe that. Yeah,
and my story is yours.
What story? Fuck.
Somebody asked me about you.
It came up. Yeah, she sucked penis.
Yeah.
The fuck?
Yeah, she's sucking that dick. Let me stop, man. Because people take me so serious. You know I'm joking. But
I do.
But the world take me serious. Like, they're going to be like.
It is also a trigger because back in the day, voluptuous lips. Associated with that act.
Yeah, man, nobody like your lips or poo ass lips.
Boy.
You're saying the sharp lips. Nobody wants you. Let me stop. But back to what we were saying. All right, one more thing. You got a nephew. You got a daughter.
I have a few nephews, but I know you're talking about Mayor.
Don't correct me. This nigga's stupid. Yeah, how you feel about the Santa Claus myth? Do you tell them about him, or do they find out on their own? How that work? All right.
I ain't telling Ivan nothing. I just be acting like he real still.
And I'm about to say that.
Yeah. I just act like he real. And one day if she find out he not, she be asking questions, but I be still saying he coming. I be like, I'm going to get you something. He going to get you something. Everybody else going to get you something. That's what I be saying.
Like, when I was 4, I was pretty intelligent. So, and I wasn't that gullible. So, the world, like, oh, Santa Claus come down the chimney. And we in the hood, we don't have no chimney. Like, that's not, like, stop it. I didn't believe a nigga came in the house, everybody house, and deliver toys. And where you got them from? The elves make them. I ain't believe this shit. it wasn't believable. So, I'm like, man, I'm going to go along with it because I'm a presence.
It's funny if you got a game. Like, they're not making games, fuck.
Like, my mom fucked up. I'm like 7, and she bought me a Sega Genesis.
Right.
We went to Kmart, I think, and got it. I was with her when we got it. And like, I'm like, it's for me? She's like, no, it's for one of my foster children. You know, she's a social worker.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't believe this, because I think she hid it, like, in the closet. And like, me snooping around, I found it. Like, yeah. Okay. So I know she's lying. So under the tree, I see it, 2 diamonds from Santa. I open up as my Sega. Like, come on, dog.
I believed it.
Because you gullible. Yeah, I watched her buy it and hide it.
Because I was like, where all these presents go? But I didn't even realize we had an attic until I got older. And then I realized they put this shit in the attic for us.
That's the used to hide Aaron Prince in the attic. I told you about that time they forgot one. And I went up there to get something. And I passed it down the ladder. My daddy was like, oh, here, Santa forgot something.
And gave it to her. I heard your pop saying that, though.
I was just dying laughing, dog.
Yo. So y'all cool with letting a child believe until they no longer believe?
I mean, I don't see no harm in that. I mean, a lot of people like, I don't want to give no white man no credit for what I'm doing, but.
Man, fuck them crackers. Yo, no, hold up.
Let a child be a child for as long as possible.
But peep this, though. Peep this. Like, right. As a parent, like we didn't grow up that rich. Like, we grew up kind of, I think we were poor. Right. I ain't see it, but I feel like we were poor.
Right.
So, and my mom busting her ass, like, all right, see me as a father. I'm busting my ass to try to get these presents. I try to get a nigga Santa Claus my credit. Like, I really work extra hard over time putting these hours to get this fucking... It's whatever they want. PlayStation 5 or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
I feel you, but...
Like, it's hard to be like, Santa Claus got it. Thank you, Santa. Man, fuck that nigga. I did this.
You got the present. As long as like you see your child enjoying it, I think that's how most people would give a fuck about. They don't be wanting no... Oh,
they don't need
mom.
The credit.
Yeah. Like, they see their
job. I need credit.
But my mom, they would give us presents, too, outside right. of Santa.
No, right. but Santa... No, my mom gave... Okay, my mom got me a Ninja Turtle. Santa got me a second Genesis. It's turtle fine, but it's second Genesis is popping.
Santa gave us all the stuff that was unwrapped, and they would wrap ours. That's how we were able to distinguish.
Oh, I mean, that's smart. And they had a game plan going into the shit. Fuck.
But then, you know, the kids got small mouths. Like, they'd be like, hey, I'm going to take your game away. You can't take nothing away. Santa got it for me. Like... What you gonna do when the kids say that?
I'm taking that motherfucker anyway. Oh yeah, watch this. Yeah, I'm gonna yank all the cords out the back of that fucking TV, and they're gonna be mad. I hate you.
Sad to hate you. This tastes like ass.
So you like it?
Oh, when you got funny. Alright, that's about it. Anything else y'all want to discuss about upcoming Christmas? We start this pie thing, man.
Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. RGF production.
This what hit ya. This thing was on fire. Not the Fetty Wap, he in jail now. He was selling crack.
17:30.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, what's up?
I like the song, by the way. Bump that shit up a little bit. I say bump it up, nigga. You got a whole button right there, yeah.
I'm
my dad.
Talking about the Lambos. I fit the 60 grand, mama, 100 grams, though. Man, I swear I love her. How she rock the damn pole. Hit the strip club, we be letting fans go. Everybody hate her, we just call them fans, though.
How you cut me off now?
With the money, I ain't never letting go.
What y'all doing, people? I don't know the episode.
I'm about to check.
Welcome to, I want to say, episode 132 of the TMI podcast.
It might be 130.
I think you're not. I'm 90% sure you're right. 90%.
Yeah, actually, that might be accurate.
I'm 90% sure.
Well, I've never made a mistake in my life, so I'm 100% sure. Welcome to episode 132 of the TMI podcast. That's toxic masculinity issues. You know us. We bring that toxic shit to the forefront. And y'all could be anywhere in the world. Shit. What?
No, never mind. Go ahead.
What happened?
Yo, I forgot the amp I dropped back after last week.
Y'all could be anywhere in the world, but y'all here with us. What I call myself? Oh. Mr. One of a Kind, but I'm kind of the one Hollywood Nikki.
You might have had some, but you need a real one.
All right, cut that shit. Had some. Nigga, next week I'm going back to my old drop. Next week, and I don't want the Rihanna. I want my drop, nigga. The whole block watching.
All right, though, I got you.
You changing yours too, then?
Not yet.
Photo shoot fresh, Mike Fresh.
Photo shoot fresh, looking like wealth. I'm about to call a paparazzi on myself.
Two niggas. Say, bro, I think we erased y'all drops to add some more. We forgot to put them back.
Yeah, I forgot to add them back.
But we got the Yoga Queen, Just Robin Joseph.
Whoa. The whole government, huh?
Your name trash. I didn't say your name was Robin Maurice Joseph.
Jesus Daddy.
Robin Maurice Joseph.
That is not my middle name.
It is, Mr.
Stevie Wonder sung a song about my middle name. Okay.
And we got the best mile in town on D-Mac. Let's talk about the podcast, Deonica McGill.
Hey y'all.
Why don't we get an applause or something?
Woohoo! Let's go, Robin and Deonica.
Oh,
I gotta remember the button.
Don't press the orange one.
it's not on the right page anyway. Y'all ain't getting booed yet. All
right. Yeah, right.
Yet.
But
just remember, it's a long boo.
We got time. Yeah.
Hey Joseph, how your week was?
I kind of like that, Big Joe. It was very busy, very very busy week, but good. Yeah, it's always good. Yoga.
Can you tell everybody why you dressed like a Grand Theft Auto prostitute?
Fuck you. I took my auntie to see Beyonce in the movie, and we were very festive. Love Beyonce. Awesome film. Go see it.
What that nasty Beyonce get when she fucking?
This nigga here, dog.
What did she say to you? Say my name.
Oh, I don't think about that, but love her.
What up, Queen B? What up, Jay? D-Mac, how your week was?
Same, like Robin. I had a busy week. Busy and emotional. My daughter about to turn 7 on the Wednesday. I don't know how to feel.
Happy early birthday.
Happy early birthday.
What do you mean you don't know how to feel? What, you going to be angry? She's 7.
No, it's just why. Like... Whenever you all have
that's not so good for kids. Well, she's not getting a big booty hole.
Oh, what?
You can't play 2 Chainz. You gotta play that, what's up, Gracie Corner. That shit.
It's just like, she just grew so fast. It's almost a decade and I can't believe it. Like, for real. I know that sounds cliche, but like, that time really flew by really fast.
Oh, sweet.
She did fresh?
I worked. That was it. I ain't doing nothing this week. Just work. Ain't nothing happened to me either, so that's a good thing.
Shit, I might have did something. I can't remember. I forgot. So, nothing happened important. Watch, I think about something important after. But it's whatever. So I'm trying to see, hey, Fresh, you want to start topic first or Hollywood stuff first?
Let's get the Hollywood shit out of the way first.
That's a lot of Hollywood shit. All right, for starters on, shout out to Jonathan Majors. It's a clown ass nigga, man.
I'm about to say shout out.
Yeah. Yo. He already disgraced Dr. Umar by dating all them white girls.
Yes.
Though he had a bad year. He tried to get his color back by dating Megan Good. He staged a fight breakup at a high school. That shit was so fake and staged to get his publicity back. And this nigga gonna tell his ex-wife, who's a white woman, be more like Michelle Obama and Coretta Scott King. like he telling this old crack-ass lady, be like our most prominent black woman, Michelle Obama, that nigga. Right. Like, I fuck with Michelle Obama. You see something about her, I might smack you. Like, I respect her so much, I need to beat off to her. Because I respect her, I'm like Barack Obama. You know she look good, though.
Where you gonna find pictures that look that good? To where you get horny off of.
She got it's power. Like, she classy. That's just sexy.
It's not like she got bikini pics out there from at the beach or something.
Nah, she's sexy, nigga.
She always fully clothed. Okay. And everything.
Her in the past, when you see the wagon. She, you know, she got them cheeks. She caked up. So she ain't sexy?
Yes.
What, you want to fuck her or Barbara Bush?
Hell no. Barbara Bush, what the hell am I going to do with her? Ew.
Hey, yo, quick question. Ladies, how would you feel if a man asked you to not behave like yourself, but behave like Michelle Obama?
I don't even know what that means.
what, take the high road or something? I don't know.
Right.
No, like, I would say, like, what does that even mean?
Like, no, I would ask the same thing. Like, because what does that I would presume he wouldn't know them personally. So, what are you asking to do?
Want me to call Barack?
You got his number?
Yeah.
Call him.
Phone over there. We'll call him. Obese. I call him Obese.
Oh, yeah? Uh-huh. What do you call you?
Hollywood.
I'm assuming he mean like, well, moving with grace and being classy. Because she probably was wearing some shit he ain't like. And she's like, oh, Michelle Obama wouldn't wear that. That's probably what he said. Some shit like that. Shit, some with her cheeks out.
Yo, you think Michelle Obama wearing the hoochie shorts around the house? You think they role play? She got the hoochie shorts on? She got the Robin shorts on?
Man.
Hey, Jonathan Major, dog, you're a weirdo. Stop being weird, nigga. I don't like that nigga, son.
Hey, like he about to, his ass about to be getting locked up or some shit.
But speaking of Michelle Obama and Coretta Scott King, I make jokes about Dr. King on this podcast, but that's just me just being silly. I respect him. I admire what he done, and I know it was a hard fight in the 50s and like trying to get desegregation and shit like that. I know it was difficult. Somebody tried to burn down his house. A black lady.
Right, on top of it. Like, that's the worst part. When I first read it, I assumed it was a white person.
When I first read it, I assumed it was me. After seeing this pie, like, Nick struck. How you, like, what the fuck? So you just wake up, I'm gonna burn down his house. Arson is a crime.
In broad daylight, in the middle of the day. Like, she out in front, like, 10 o'clock in the morning with a can of gasoline, walking around the house, pouring it on the house. That's how she got caught. Like, what the fuck?
Did she make a statement?
No, she's got arrested.
What's she gonna say? His house trash? Fuck Dr. King? Suck a dick, Dr. King? What's she gonna say?
I don't know. I'm assuming. She know it was his house?
She probably hit that mustache.
Yeah, they got a big ass sign. You ain't never been to his house? No. In Atlanta? They got a big ass sign.
All right, first of all, he makes it seem like everybody been to the house.
No, when she went to Atlanta, I thought it was when she went to Atlanta. No.
Hey, Deonica, like you ever been to Dr. King's house?
Yeah, actually, I did.
I have too, nigga. Shit.
Oh, I ain't no
when
nerd.
I went to Atlanta.
I was in Atlanta right, last time at the hookah bar.
That's why I asked her that, because she was in Atlanta more recently than me.
I was at the trap museum in Atlanta, nigga.
I don't want to.
I ain't go to that either.
That shit was dope, too. I want to see Dr. King house. Ooh, this is where he slept at.
I went hiking.
Wasn't he in a drawer or something like that? So what was special about the drawer?
Like, I don't know, but that's the microphone you're talking to.
Oh.
The microphone about the drawer?
Never mind.
In a trap house?
No, and
nigga, we didn't go to Dr. King house. Y'all two nerds went.
Nigga, I went when I was like 6.
And I went when I was like 21.
Shit, this was a long time ago.
Yeah, I'm trying to see Dr. King. I don't like that nigga shit. We'll find his barber. Cut the nigga hair.
They all dead, nigga.
His barber probably alive.
What, he like 100?
Dr. King probably like in the 90s or something. He probably in his 90s if he's alive. I don't know, fuck. And Rosa Parks died recently, like 10 years ago?
Yeah, she was like what, 90 what?
I assume her and Dr. King the same age.
Yeah, me too. That's why I said that dude gonna be like 100.
Enough of that.
What the fuck she laughing at? This is, y'all niggas goofy, dog.
I was laughing because you say he'd be like 100, and I'm like, damn, that's old as fuck.
The people born like 19, 13 and shit
know,
like that.
No, it's just funny to think about. That's why I'm laughing. I'm like, damn, that's a long time ago.
Great grandma was born
1914. I think he was in his 30s in the 50s, right?
No, 1904. Oh, Dr. King died like 36 or
something. Yeah, he was already close to 40 when he got killed.
Hey, bro. No, like, no offense, but why everybody born from that time got old faces? Like, yo, picture everybody in the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s. They be 21, old face. Look at every NBA player. Look at Clyde Drexler. He came out of college looking like he's 47.
They were stressed.
They had to be like, they old faces. Say, brother, my sample was 21. He looked 50.
Was he really?
I don't know.
I thought he made this. I'm about to say he was.
He was like in his 20s, but sure like that. Really? Nigga's knocking around his nose. Yo, man.
Bro, what the fuck wrong with you, dog? You see Lamar Sanford.
Like, but he just out. Everybody born like the old times. Sure, yeah, old faces.
Shit.
Hey, hold up. But how you be like 25, your line be like right here. The coldest,
yeah. I don't know.
Like, damn. How y'all age so bad?
You got a lot of people that's missing hair in our age group. That lost in their 20s and stuff.
Nigga, I'm 37. And I had locks. You gonna be like me soon? I'm gonna laugh too. Yo, I guess that black don't crack. That should happen like in the 90s. Cause like it was black was cracking in like the 60s, 50s. Cause Dr. King looked old as shit.
I think that man was just stressed out, dog. I mean, he was going through it.
Yo, can we finally tell the truth about girl dads?
I know what you're about to say.
I don't.
The nigga's gay.
He's about to girl dad.
Yeah. No, cause like, all right, they try to use. I got a daughter that just used to do something gay,
like dress up.
Yeah, like nigga, like if my girl been put a tutu on, I'm putting a tutu on.
Yeah,
nah, nigga.
Someone that did that too. He was the figurine, and his one of his daughters had
on the broom. It was, yeah, so I said it recently. Okay, that made me think about it. Yeah, nigga, man.
That was too cute.
No, because these niggas be like, you ain't never too manly to do something for your daughter. Like me doing something with my daughter not make me less manly, but you ain't got to put a dress on to do it. Just say you like wearing dresses. I don't care, but like, don't use your daughter's excuse to put a dress on, because niggas do that shit.
But you know, kids like wearing dress up and stuff.
You can tell kids no. Like, kids...
Yeah,
kids like the Power Rangers, like, too. You can't be a Power Ranger. What the fuck?
A lot of people don't like telling their kids no more. What happened to no? Like, it's an issue all of a sudden. I'm asking. I don't know.
I tell my daughter no.
Well, why would you tell him no to that?
Because I don't want to. Yeah, I don't want to wear a dress. I'm not Young Thug. I'm not putting a dress on. Like, you want to have a tea party? That's fine. We can have a tea party, but I'm not wearing a dress. Okay, Dad. Let's still have tea. That's simple. What are they gonna say? I don't want a tea party now.
But you know what? That's whenever you like improvise, though. Okay, I don't want to wear a tiara. I don't want to wear a dress. You get yourself a cape and you get yourself a crown to put on, and you be the king. You dress up like a man. You still playing dress up.
Exactly. Like, I ain't homophobic. I ain't transphobic or cross-dressing-phobic. Do what the fuck you do.
But you can still put on a dress if you want to. It don't matter. It really don't matter. The kid, it was whatever the kid want.
No, it ain't. That's what I want. Stop using your kids to do stupid shit.
It's not stupid. It's fun.
That looked pretty fun.
I'm not putting no fucking dress on.
Then don't wear the dress. A tutu?
I'm not going to put nothing on. Just like, my child got to know, in the real world, you don't get your way all the time.
Thank you.
That's fair.
If I got my way, you wouldn't be right here. Rihanna would. Hey, y'all wouldn't be here though. Y'all would be somewhere else, and you know what happened.
I would love it if we were here.
I would love it too. When you were your ass. All right. I want to get the topic. I'm gonna come to some shit later, but
yeah.
Actually, no. I want to talk about sports real quick. College football.
Oh yeah, this bullshit.
Florida State.
Yeah, Florida State. Got snubbed from the BCS playoff. It's kind of a big deal because that's a Power 5 school. They play in a Power 5 conference. I'm so sorry. Talking that mic, but I heard you. Nah, but I feel bad for kids because they tell you do everything right, and all they did was do everything right. They won, and then they was told, oh, well, we still going to put these two schools that lost ahead of y'all. It's kind of fucked up.
Right. Like, they did exactly what everybody said they were supposed to do. They played two Power 5 schools outside of conference, like everybody said they had to
beat
do.
Beat the shit out of them.
Beat them both. Beat one of them with a third-string quarterback. Fuck. And still got fucking, like, oh, you're not good enough. We don't want to see you. Bye.
Man, it's a ratings game. Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to. Yeah, a lot of, I can say about this, but I'm not going to because our audience is not predominantly football.
Right.
I don't know what our audience is. We a mixture of everything.
Yes, I agree.
I didn't shoot a green nigga.
So I agree.
That nigga Rob missed me. Tell me I'm a lie.
You miss me.
I don't.
You do. That's why you said it.
This nigga said I don't.
All right. Let's get serious real quick. Ah, damn.
Put on your serious voice.
You want the sexy voice? Running rampant in our culture, and not just the culture, but like the environment everywhere, is abuse. And it happened in so many facets. You got the physical, mental, verbal, sexual. We about to deep dive into these topics, see better ways to prevent them. Nigga, abuse funny to you, nigga? What? I'm talking to Robert. Wait, you said something? Robert was smiling, big ass smile.
I was laughing at that. I'm sorry.
That's great. Nigga talk about abuse and nigga laughing. That's fucking crazy. People get
laughing at abuse.
That's exactly what happened. That's exactly what happened. That's funny. Like women get sexually abused. Like they just go through it, and it's funny. They all.
No, it's but not that's funny.
Why,
you don't.
But that's why people. That's why people don't blame. That's why people don't like side women on shit like that, because women don't side women. Women don't side women. Nigga talk about abuse.
I'm laughing. I was in my own world for a second. Right. Laughing at
that's cool.
Something else. And women are not the only ones getting abused.
If I'm on, all right, say we had a funeral. You gonna be in your world laughing at stuff?
I seen it happen.
Sometimes
I see some zone out. That's
I laugh for every emotion though. Like me literally. Too.
Same. When I get nervous, I laugh.
I don't. Yep. But I gotta control myself. I'm like an adult.
Laughing does not make you not an adult.
Right.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
You laughing now.
It does.
It doesn't.
Not able to control yourself in certain situations makes you like not an adult. It's like kids do that. Like when I was a kid, I used to get in trouble at school and start laughing. Like, why you peed on that nigga head? It's funny.
What are you peeing on?
Right.
I beat the nigga up and peed on his head. He was a tough guy. I don't like tough guys.
High school?
His name was Robert. His name was Robert, a kid.
It's an elementary school.
I was like in fourth grade. He was like in fifth grade.
Right. This nigga crazy, man.
This shit is nasty, by the way. I don't know. What's the most common form of abuse, probably? Probably verbal, huh? If I was to guess.
To me, from a man's point of view, it's verbal because, you know, most women can't beat us up, so they use their words is to attack us, like calling you a bitch ass nigga or using gaslighting you by you telling them some shit, and then they kind of throwing it back in your face. A lot of men go through shit like that, so they don't like opening up because of what happened to them in the past. Like they'll get gaslit by telling his girlfriend something happened to him as a child, and then that's why your uncle did this, or that's why that happened to you. People do shit like that.
Oh, that's kind of fucked up.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
I mean, it never happened to me, but I know a lot of dudes it happened to. That they got real, real trust issues. Like, that's how they come, all women are bitches and don't trust no bitch and all that other shit like that. It come from shit like that.
Robin, defend your woman. I mean.
He make you the spokesman for everything.
I can't defend those actions. That's wrong.
Right.
But in our culture, we are very, I think we speak and operate from a place of trauma and survival. And it's just like this never-ending cycle of blaming women, blaming men, when we are all, especially black people, are we live a traumatized experience. Seriously.
Not me.
As a whole, collectively, we do.
I don't speak for y'all niggas. I speak for myself. Like, there's black people and there's OJ. I'm on them lines. I'm like OJ. I'm not y'all niggas.
You OJ?
I like OJ. Nigga funny.
It's funny.
OJ nuts, dog.
Hey, all right. Say, Deonica, I'm not going to be presumptuous and say you experienced abuse. But if you have experienced any kind of abuse, like a verbal, can you tell me about that?
Actually, yeah. I guess like most of my relationships, I've suffered from like verbal and emotional abuse. Just people attacking me because they'll make me feel bad about the way that I'm feeling, but the feelings that I feel are caused by them. So a lot of gaslighting, a lot of, oh, you could do this better, or you could say this better, or you could, you know, this type of stuff. It's not.
For instance, could you have done that something better? I'll say it something better.
Yeah, I definitely could. And that's why I'm taking the time out right now for me to work on myself so that I could be a better person. Because I do have not anymore, working on it. I did have a hard time expressing my feelings out to people. I would lash out, like, real life. Like, just start screaming, top of my lungs, like, just lose it to the point where I don't even remember what I just said. And it's like, that's not healthy. That's not a good way to get your point across. And that's not how you talk to people. And, like, whenever I want to get my point across to people, I want to get it done in a respectful manner where you can understand me, I can understand you, because it really don't have to be like that. You can sit there and talk to people like having a normal conversation and still get your point across. And that's actually like what one of my last episodes was about. Like, you can, there's so many different ways you can express yourself to people without hurting them.
Agreed.
That was a lot.
Our last episode was she was trying on clothes.
I said one of my last episodes, not the last episode.
That's what you took from that?
You know you gotta be right all the time.
Oh, I took a lot of things. Like, one thing she said is, first of all, I hate the term gaslighting.
Why?
Because it's used incorrectly. I can tell you, I can say my feelings and somebody's gonna be, oh, you just gaslighting. Like, it's like one of them popular, buzz terms that people use now.
A lot of people do use it wrong.
Right. They do. It is a buzzword, like trauma, toxic.
Now it's stand on business. That's the new phrase now.
But if they're gaslighting you,
but I don't know your past relationships, but a nigga might not have been gaslighting you. A nigga might have been like, you could have been talking to him like in a crazy manner. He's like, yo, can you say this a little better? Like, I know, for instance, I'm not the best at communicating. Now you make a face and get him, I'm gonna light your ass up, bro.
Supposed to be having a serious conversation, nigga.
No, because nigga.
I'm talking about her too, laughing. Yeah.
I always laugh.
Like, if I take my time and think about what I'm going to say before I say it,
right,
I'm not going to snap on people as much. I ain't going to come across as aggressive. But I don't like thinking. I like snapping.
Right. I'll give you credit. You way better at it now than you used to be when we first met. Like,
you are.
You make a conscious.
Stop dick riding me.
Just, there you go.
I get my flower. Go ahead.
Like, I forgot what the fuck I was about to say.
You about to say I make a conscious effort.
You make a conscious effort to the best of your best. All you can ask anybody to do is do something to the best of their abilities. You can't ask somebody to do something that they not great at. Like, if I point out don't say this or don't do that, and you making a conscious effort not to do it, that's all I can ask you to do. As long as it's not you compromising who you are to your core, that's all you can ask anybody to do.
You're right. And I guess we do. I do try to do that. I done snapped on each of y'all at least once. Some of y'all more than once. But I care about y'all niggas, so I try my best to not do it as much. I about snapped me nigga earlier, though. You gonna let... Bring it out for me. You're Cardi. you Cardi. Nothing wrong with being Cardi, but you are. But they got, aside from verbal, because I think we all guilty of it. Well, I am.
And I am too.
I lash out. Like, you tell me something I don't like, or if I think you're trying to hurt me deliberately, I'm going to kill you. Like, my tongue doesn't lead the weapon. I'm going to kill you. I'm going to say some hurtful shit.
I'm
talking about the motherland shorts.
Right, I used to be like that, but now I kind of went the other way where I just shut down and don't say nothing, which is not good either. Because now I got the reputation that Mike don't care about nothing. When I do give a fuck, I just don't want to, I don't like arguing no more. Like, it's too time consuming. Like, being angry is too much energy in it. And I don't be wanting to have all that negative vibes in my personal space. Like, here, I argue with you at work. They're paying me to do that shit. So I argue with you all day at fucking work. But here, I'm not arguing here.
We argue here.
No, that's we family, nigga. That's different. I'm talking about like a woman. Like the last time I got into it with a woman here, she stormed out the fucking door. I told her, I'm not chasing you. You gonna come upstairs and talk to me, or you can pull off. That's it.
What she did?
She came my ass back upstairs. We finished the conversation.
My nigga, put the balls in check.
It's not about check. It's about respect. I'm not. If you telling me how you feel, I'm not gonna storm out the fucking room. Like, that's disrespectful. It's like somebody mid sentence, you just like, fuck that. I ain't listening.
Can I ask y'all two a question?
But sometimes you need to take that space.
In the middle of somebody's talking? In the middle of it? I'm in the mid-sentence, you just walk out the room.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. Because I'm that kind of person.
That's sometimes disrespectful, right?
Because if I know I'm gonna explode.
Very disrespectful.
No, look, but I tell you, I'm about to go. Real life. We already know that, though.
We don't do that.
Just be quiet.
Nah, we talk about it. That's why we'll chase you. I mean, this nigga, get the fuck out.
You ain't the first woman that walked out. This nigga, that's a Robin move. You jacked us way.
Y'all come back.
I did not want to be chased.
And they all come back. Look at him, back on his couch. How many times you got fired?
Because of reconciliation, okay? Let's be clear. Because
of the casting couch. That's why.
Who was on the casting couch?
Yeah.
Only one person always come back. I ain't saying no names. Ain't nobody business.
Fresh. Fresh D-Mac. Can I ask y'all a question?
Yeah.
Why y'all trying to be like me?
What you talking about?
Only one nigga wear glasses on the podcast.
I'm wearing glasses because of my eye. That's why, nigga.
He trying to be Hollywood Mike. Stupid ass.
These fucking bad lights had my eye hurting. Shit. Yeah, it was either that or I recorded the episode with my eyes closed. It was one of the two things.
He gonna tell his friends, call me Hollywood Mike. No, stupid ass.
First of all, nigga, I ain't trying to be Hollywood nothing. That word is ruined for me forever, nigga. Never. I can never be called Hollywood nothing. I don't even want to hear, hey, Hollywood, how you doing? I don't even want to hear that. Don't call me that.
Try to be like me.
Right.
Hold up. Before we get on topic, back on topic. I got some fucked up algorithms on Instagram. Like, I know I'm a nasty, disgusting man. I could tell because when I search for something, yeah, nothing but bitches on my Instagram. Nothing but like sex workers and bitches and OnlyFans workers.
You got sex workers on Instagram?
Yeah, 10 of them.
Oh, I mean, like they say they sex workers?
They got their link in their bio.
Yeah.
For sex work?
For OnlyFans?
Sex.
They're playing
that's
with their coaches.
Only fans and sex through sex working. That's the
yeah. They not cooking and reading Bible scriptures on that shit. They playing with themselves.
Oh
yeah, like strippers are sex workers. Like you ain't got to fuck to be a sex worker.
Yeah, you ain't. They ain't selling pussy. They selling sex. So they sex workers.
I'm just
I mean, what you thought? I don't. I'm not paying no prescription. I mean, no subscription to watch somebody cook fucking Bake Rosetti or some shit like that on OnlyFans. I'm going to be mad and demand a refund. You on that baking cakes and shit. I'm going to be upset.
People do all kind of things on OnlyFans.
I got a lot of fucking too on OnlyFans.
I'm not on OnlyFans, so I don't know.
All right, let's talk about...
Allegedly.
Ain't no... What am I doing there?
I don't know. Play with your big ass feet or something. I don't know.
People do have fetishes.
Yeah, I know.
Not for your feet.
But fuck you.
Oh, another kind of abuse is a physical one. That should go a long way because some people, they blinded, so they equate physical abuse to love.
Right.
And that's fucked up because like, I be hearing women. Well, not personally, but seeing like on TV all his stories, they'd be like, I love him. I mean, he love me. That's why he do this. Nah, nigga, he don't fight niggas, so he fight you.
Right, he a terrible human being. Fuck. He don't care about you.
Shit, I don't know. I got the point. I be wanting to punch bitches, though. I'm not saying I will, but like, I got a temper. I be ready to punch people all the time. You know, I want to fight Robin. Shit.
I was just about to say that.
I was going to beat the shit out you, Robin. I'm sorry. You think anybody was going to stop me? He too little.
My adrenaline was high too, so.
But I'll get grabbed him first because I know he was going.
Might gotta throw you across the road.
The first time I ever tried to grab a nigga from fighting and a nigga threw me off, I ain't never grabbed a nigga light ever again. I'm gonna grab you like I'm trying to take you down, nigga. Like, whoa. I'm gonna grab you for real.
Oh, you about to take me down? Whoa.
I'm talking about tackling, nigga.
No, whoa.
The word tackle, I ain't pausing for that tackle, nigga. Ain't no pause for a tackle.
Stick a gay, huh? Say D-back.
Oh, of course you don't say it.
Unfortunately. Fight a nigga like me.
Just play.
He's me beat his work. But,
I mean.
You ever been a product of physical abuse?
Who you talk to?
You, nigga.
Yeah. Yes. I have.
What a nigga?
Dead.
Thank God. Nah. Thank God good. Yes.
He got a mama?
She dead too.
Ooh-wee. Guy working overtime, huh?
Wait.
Pause.
She raised that nigga like that.
Man. See, I know this. Like, a lot of things in your life I know about.
I mean, she hinted at it before, so I already kind of knew what her answer was.
I'm ready to fuck a nigga up, man. All right. Mike. You ever been in an abusive relationship or something?
Oh, no. I ain't never put my hands on nobody, and nobody never put their hands on me. I mean, we done said some shit, but.
All right, define hands.
No, I ain't never grabbed, pushed, nothing. I ain't even never got nobody face. Like, the most I've ever did was just argue. Like, even when we face to face, certain shit I say on the phone, I ain't gonna say to your face because I care about you. But I do the tough talk on the phone all day because you might most likely gonna hang up in my face, so I'm gonna get all my words out. But face to face, I ain't never like that. Like that day, me and Jasmine was fussing bad. And even Nick had to come in there and be like, "Nigga, you was out of line." Like, we was fussing bad. I ain't never said that shit to her face. I never would. I wouldn't do it now. Fuck.
You would?
No, I wouldn't. It's not even worth it. For what? Why would I? It ain't gonna solve nothing. It's gonna get my blood pressure up. So I ain't trying to do that. Nigga, you done drunk the whole thing. You might as well finish it off. They ain't got nothing in there.
Drunk all that ass.
Right.
Yo, D-Mac, what about you?
No, thank God.
Oh, man.
Can I give a shout out?
Huh?
Can I give a shout out?
No.
This nigga said no.
Get up. Mike had it button ready, please. Have it ready.
The boo already up.
Have it ready.
What are you talking about?
Still do it.
Shout out to Hollywood.
Cap. Cap. Come on, nigga. You ain't fooling nobody, bro. Come on. Give you a shout out.
I just wanted to give my shout out to my aunt. She actually passed away from domestic violence. So she passed away on my birthday. She was murdered in 2017. So I want to shout her out in heaven.
Sorry to hear that.
It's okay. That's all.
Shout out to auntie.
Damn. Shout out to auntie in heaven.
Sound for this pie out.
My auntie actually passed from that too, before I was born. 1977, murdered by a bitch ass husband who actually got to live a full fucking life with children.
She ain't never went to jail for that shit.
Nah. And we didn't learn. So the story they told us was that she died from an asthma attack. And it wasn't until recent years, like 2017 or 18, I learned. It was my mom's cousin just randomly told me, like, I knew. And I was like, wait, what? Murder? Then I got the whole story.
Shit on.
I hope that nigga burning in hell, bitch. Took my auntie.
And you ain't going? How you know he in hell?
Because I know he in hell. My spirit telling me so.
Your spirit tell everybody who in hell and who in heaven?
It kind of could. I just know some things. It's not everything. I mean, just feel it. I know I sound crazy.
It's a fucking badass topic, but it's a badass pod. I'm gonna talk about that shit.
You picked it.
Nigga sat it everything out.
This not a. It's, you can't have
RIP to our aunties.
Yeah, rest in peace to the aunties. I can't pour it out, so I'm gonna pour it in my mouth.
Whoa.
this nigga.
I think we all got to do a better job as a whole in controlling our temper, so we don't give into like physical violence. I ain't gonna lie, I done shook somebody before. I ain't saying it's the best method. I didn't get the fuck out of my face. I didn't shook somebody.
It's because we lack a certain level of emotional intelligence and have poor communication skills.
I'm angry with a temper. I mean, it's gone now. My thing is awesome. I don't like being touched. Like, so if I'm ever arguing with somebody, just don't touch me because I'm going to hit you.
Right.
I know you said that when I bumped you.
And you're lucky because you about to move that sink.
I bumped you strong, too.
Yeah, you ain't moved me. You thought you did something. I'll knock your stupid ass out. But, hopefully everybody's all keeping their hands to themselves because
I agree.
Like, niggas die from domestic violence all the fucking time. What else they got? They got mental abuse. They got financial abuse. Like,
let me just say this. Sometimes women don't want to call the police because you don't want to get a black man arrested and all that type. Call the fucking police. Document the shit.
Real shit.
Call the police. Call the police on them niggas. Okay? Call them.
All them women. Like, all right, stop. Yeah. We're not about to sit right there and make it seem like only men beat a woman.
No, I'm not. That's not what I'm saying. But women, especially locally, are being murdered by people they are dealing with, even with papers.
That's a tragedy. They got red flags.
Yeah.
Like, this nigga did not just come on the blue book in your ass. He's been doing it for about 3-4 years now. Get the fuck away. He's been unstable for a long time.
It's hard. They didn't went to court, had restraining orders and stuff, and you have a few that still have been unalive. Shout out to Zan. Real talk.
That's real.
Man, we got the burner. Man.
Yeah, sometimes you got to match.
It's about self-preservation.
Yeah, you got to match energy sometimes.
Well, if that's the case, though, why whenever the woman ready to leave, they want to keep her there and beat her and say, hey, you got to stay here and don't let her leave. Y'all stop fucking, not y'all, but like stop fucking locking people up and hold them fucking hostage. If the woman want to leave, let her fucking go. Period.
Yeah, they should let him go. If I'm a woman, let me respond. Like, if he has the tendencies to snap on a deep end, I got a weapon on me. Like, you might not have a gun, but they got knives everywhere. I want to leave. Once you attack me, nigga, everybody got one throat shot is over.
Yeah, you gotta poke that nigga.
It's over.
So,
like, you're gonna win. He don't see that throat. He don't see that shot coming. You jig him up. He's dead. You win.
That's out of the state of trauma and how everybody responds to traumatic situations is not the same. When in most situations, especially as a woman with a man, we freeze.
I know, man. I know. Right.
That's scary. You ever been scared before?
Nigga,
my God.
Yeah, I'm scared. I'm shooting when I'm scared.
I ain't scared.
I'm stabbing when I'm scared.
Bro, when I get scared, sometimes I be stuck and I can't think.
In fact, me scared is bad because when I fight when I'm scared, I might kill somebody. Every fight I had when I was scared and I ain't want to fight, I done whooped the nigga. I done beat the shit out of niggas. Me scared is bad because I'm swinging with power and adrenaline.
Right. I plan situations in my head all the time like a crazy person. So I'm always, if I deal with this kind of woman, this is how I'm going to react. People think it's funny, but I'll be dead ass serious. Like, I'm out crazy you. Because if whatever, you want to beat me, okay, fine. If you want to do this, I'm going to do that. Whatever kind of energy, if you got to go beat the nigga mama up, or his grandma, or his aunties, y'all don't be willing to be that kind of person, but what you going to do? You going to die? Sometimes you got to make that decision. Like, either his auntie going to get her ass whooped every week, because whoever he can, I'm just saying auntie, because it might be his little cousin. She might be in sixth grade. He care about his cousin a lot. Somebody going to beat the fucking cousin up out of school every day.
Yep.
So you got to do what you got to do. Like, either your cousin going to keep getting beat up every fucking week, or you going to let me leave and move on with my life. You going to get you another chick.
Quick question.
Shit.
Have y'all been in a situation where the guy y'all was hanging out with, dude, he wants y'all to leave?
I literally, a lot of times, I had to break up with my boyfriends. They did not want to break up, and they would just, like, literally bug me and try to be together. And I'm like, no, we're broken up. And they're like, no, we're together. And I'm like, no, nigga, we broken up. They're like, but I really want to be with you. Like, I really want to be with you. And they try to attach themselves to you. And it's like, no, like, I don't want to be together. And it's like, it's really annoying. And it's like, they will not leave you alone. Even if you block them, that's crazy. That is crazy.
And, in their defense, you do fuck with, like, you did in your past fuck with, like, some simp ass niggas.
I recently experienced like, that.
Well, hold up. Come on, why you know me? Like, you gotta chill out, because I will definitely hurt somebody behind you, so.
Right. Like, I don't know what's wrong with these niggas. Because once you tell me you don't want to be with me no more, is it?
Right, that's like, how I'm mentally, like, if I tell you.
I'm checking out. Like, I don't want to be nowhere. No, I don't be. I ain't.
But Mike, you ain't no simp ass nigga.
That's
like,
why I'm
like,
trying to. I'm trying
you,
to.
You him. Like, you want them.
I don't know what to say to her. To all I can do is, like, assault these niggas. Like, didn't keep on bothering you. You got a right to defend yourself. But I know you're not. That's not who you are. So.
Seriously.
So, yeah, I don't even know what to tell her to do. Because if I'm
picking better niggas. I mean, like you know, nigga. You know a lame nigga when you see one, like. But if me and Robin dating, and Robin be like, nigga, I won't fuck with you no more. You think I'm going to chase her? No offense, but like, nigga, I'm Himothy. Like, you give me a free pass to get all these women, like, are you crazy?
But niggas, you think I'm going to chase you, nigga? Niggas also wolves and sheep's clothing, too, nigga. Like, niggas will be one person.
I don't think it's even about, like, them liking a person. It's a sense of, like, control.
Control, yeah, that too.
And whatever adrenaline kicks in. Like, recently, I experienced this. It's not funny, but I won't get into full details. But that was a situation that happened, which... Some of the situation I can take accountability for and say I may have been wrong-ish. But definitely the way that they handled it was like, the way they responded to it was very aggressive. Right. And it actually scared me.
What a nigga. We could have to probably could leave. Like, I'm not scared of no nigga.
I know.
Nigga ain't aggressive towards me. I like that shit. Like, y'all might think I'm calling, but I like that shit. That shit get my dick hard. I like that shit.
A lot of niggas... They'll use the situation where, oh, she came over, and then, you know, y'all got the right to change y'all mind once you get here. And be like, I wanted to fuck when I was on my way, but now he said some shit or some shit happened at the house. Now you don't want to fuck no more. Niggas be like, oh, no, you can't leave. Like, no, nigga, she be a man about the shit. Yeah, I done been mad about not getting no pussy a bunch of times. But once I'm going to let her leave once that door closed. I'm going to talk about like a fucking dog and beat my meat. But I ain't about to be like, oh, you got to give me some pussy. You ain't going, no, what the fuck are all these niggas? Like, bro, like, nah, that's not, real niggas don't move like that. And I don't know if they circle, they ain't got enough real niggas in their life. They ain't got no poem. I don't know what the problem is, but these niggas got to start becoming better men, dog. Because I'll be
really, a lot of niggas ain't got a paw. They ain't got a paw. They weren't raised, you was raised by a man.
Right.
A lot of people weren't raised to, I guess, see like, how men move.
Even if I do some sim shit, nigga, if you catch wind of that shit, nigga, that shit ain't sliding. You ain't about to be, oh, that's Mike. He can do what he wants. Fuck no. You gonna call that shit out immediately.
Yeah, because I'm your idol. You got...
It's this nigga. I ain't gotta go there with the shit.
So you don't look up to me?
Not like that. Not like you my hero. I look up to you like I look up to Eric. Like y'all my brothers. I value your opinion, my nigga.
I feel offended if I'm not your hero.
You really think I'm like if they come out with a Hollywood post, you want to put that shit in my room?
Yeah.
This nigga, what? This nigga some wild. This wild shit. This nigga here.
Robin, am I your hero? Oh, D-Mac, am I your hero?
I think there's another topic we need to discuss.
Orange.
Don't do it.
I'm not booing her because nobody want you. Not nobody hero. We all value your opinion.
I think that's fucked up that I'm not your hero, though. That's fucked up.
Are we your hero?
Why would you be my hero?
Exactly.
The Lord is my savior, okay? Lord is my hero.
I mean, but I do look
up. You do realize he called himself God.
That's why I said the Lord, not God, this time.
I
will tell you inspiration.
Told you.
No, I know I'm inspiration, but I should be. Oh, I mean, thank you. My bad.
Fuck.
My bad. But I do inspire people, and I think I should be. Like, how can I not be a hero?
I don't inspire people?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know. Hold up, but like I admire y'all in different ways. Like Rob, I go on and on about how big your heart is, how smart you are, big of a liar you are. But like
that don't make her your hero. You mean you value her. Like her opinion matters. Like she has the ability to say if you move in a certain kind of way, her opinion can shake that shit to a certain degree.
I just think like if you don't think I'm your hero, something wrong.
That's a bad phrase though. I don't like that I'm your hero shit.
You're inspiring.
Yeah,
I want to say,
but you ain't my hero.
Okay, say something.
Just give me a few. Go ahead.
Well, I know I'm somebody's hero. I mean, y'all ain't got
they trying to make it seem like nigga. I idolize. That's you use shit, phrases like that. Idolize, nigga.
I mean, you're wearing sunglasses like me.
Oh Lord.
Like I mean, hey Robin, we did 100 episodes. I wear sunglasses, don't I? Now look at him. He decided to throw it.
This the first episode where something is wrong with my eye ever, nigga.
Yeah, you blinded by a star, nigga. This nigga. Yo.
What the fuck wrong with this nigga, man?
Bro, I hate. Wait, what you about to say?
I was about to go back to the abuse.
Oh, go ahead.
I feel like most people that do perpetuate the abuse have been traumatized and abused themselves. And I know y'all not going to agree with this because we've had this topic before, but this is why I am heavily against striking a child for any fucking reason. That's the first abuse usually people encounter.
I like beating their asses.
Every ass whooping ain't abuse.
It's not abuse at all, yeah.
I disagree.
It's a form of abuse in a way.
It's not.
Yes, it is, because even verbal abuse exists. So you hitting your kid is like physical abuse. It literally is that.
Or they could be physically disciplining them.
Right.
It's still abuse.
And you don't think that affects them emotionally?
After so many times
now you know a deterrent. Not to do some shit that I so, asked you.
That don't always work, though. Like that don't always work.
Am I abusing Robin? I just hit Robin. Did I abuse her?
Ancestors.
That was intentional on
so
purpose.
So slapping yes, somebody on a baby, like, don't touch that. You're striking that child.
That's a
don't touch that.
That why would you? What's the point of doing that? That don't even
because
hurt.
Because I don't want you burning your hand on a fucking stove or some shit like that.
Thank you.
No, but that's not the same thing. You doing... And you going, bow, like that's a huge difference.
I didn't say cock back and punch him in the face.
But that's a big, huge difference. And you doing this, that you might as well just say, hey, baby, don't do that. And put the hand to the side. Like,
or you grab him. I used to grab Erin and pull her away from shit. She crying like I'm in there swinging on her like Mike Tyson. You know why? Because she was trying to get me in trouble. That's called learned behavior because he's a badass. So all that verbal shit don't work. Erin, the verbal shit did not work on her as a kid.
Yeah, and then hitting children doesn't always work either. There are some kids that you will hit them and whip them and abuse them, and what they do? Run away. They run away, oh, and they leave.
Some kids you don't hit and abuse and don't do nothing to what they do. Okay, shoot up schools.
And that's guess what? That's why they're different parenting styles, and that's why each parent does what works for them.
Obama got his ass whooped. Look at him, President. Obama got his ass whooped.
But don't say
President Obama.
Whooping children don't work. And yeah. Different like styles for different kids.
Okay, no. And that's why you figure out what saying, works for you saying, and your kids.
Hey, man, president. Get his ass whooped, man, president.
You don't have to hit your kids.
Some kids you have to hit. I was one of those kids you had to hit. Because talking wasn't going to work on me.
Exactly. That's it. Yeah.
That's why it's up to the parent. And it's not up to us to choose what you do with your kid.
I agree with that.
Yeah, it's up to the parent. That's what we're saying. But you make it seem like hitting their kid is the worst possible thing.
I'm not saying it's the worst possible
thing. That's the way it comes off to.
I don't hit my kid. Well, I don't have to hit my kid for my kid to listen. I just wait for her to listen. I tell her what she's
doing. That's true. There's different parents and different parenting styles. I'm not saying your style is right or your style is wrong.
I know, but
it makes it. But the way you're wording is, you make it seem like every other style is wrong except for yours.
No, I'm not. You asked if it was abuse, and yes, I do believe it's abuse. I'm just answering the question simply. I believe that it's abuse.
I didn't answer anything. He did.
So I'm very clear. I believe it's wrong.
Yeah, but I don't.
But we had this before.
Yeah, but I mean, Robin, like, you've been wrong about everything. Like, you just like, dog. No offense, dog. But on this pod, you've been wrong more than anybody. Like, if I had a time, I would make a highlight reel every time you've been wrong. But that'll take forever.
And how many times you've been wrong?
Never.
Never. I'm just gonna say,
of course.
I've never been wrong a day in my life. I was almost wrong once, but I was right that time. Hey, fool. You ever dated a chick with a big family?
What's big?
Like,
Jasmine was family was kind of big, so that was big to me. So it depends.
I mean, they got brothers and they got uncles and shit. And they always be trying to talk to you and shit. Like, they be trying to scare you and shit.
Oh, I ain't never had.
Or sisters be hoes and they be trying to fuck you.
No, never that. Oh. I don't know what kind of. I don't know what kind of shit y'all. You experienced? Like, I ain't never experienced that.
Yeah,
I'm gonna need a story.
I'm like 19 or 20. I was with a chick and she got a big ass family. My sister's trying to fuck me. I'm like damn, that yo, it's kind of wild.
And you were introduced as a boyfriend?
Yeah.
Shit that happened to you ain't never happened to me though. Never.
I mean, I've been outside.
Like people, I guess you give off a certain kind of vibe. That's why.
Oh, people. Nigga, look what you wearing to my whole vibes. Look at you.
I'm dressed for Beyonce.
No, you dressed for Vegas, the strip.
I did not dress like this.
I got $40.
Jeez.
My bad. Oh, my change.
My fuck you.
Hell, fuck you. All right, but I don't like chicks with big families, and they'd be like, "Oh, meet my uncle, meet my auntie, meet my grandma." I don't care about all these big people.
Why? You become a part of the family.
And then the cousin be trying to look tough, or the brothers trying to look tough. Like, nigga, I'll shoot you. They be trying to be tough and shit. Like, what you mean, mugging for, nigga? I know y'all outnumber me. I can even ask real quick. Stupid ass.
But from their perspective, you know they're filling you out.
Don't fill me out. These bitches work.
How many niggas how many niggas she done bought around for all that shit to be gone on?
Like, this is the story.
I'm just saying, but I be thinking about shit like that. How many, if somebody react like that, I'm going to be like the 8 nigga or some shit. But.
Quick question. If you go out looking like a hot mess, I ain't talking about right now. Sexy? A little ashy?
I do like that shirt, though. Yeah, I'm about to talk about it, but I like it.
Let me tuck my stomach in so I can look sexy with it. All right. But
no, now we can see her.
Hold up. Say, bro, you laughing too hard, nigga. Say, bro, no, you laughing too hard, nigga. I don't like that shit. Now you, stop it.
I'm sorry. Laugh. That was funny.
I ain't about to laugh. I'm about to laugh. You. Fucking big ass outfits. Ooh. But, I was about to say. We was talking about, whose responsibility is it, like, if you all looking stupid in the streets? Shouldn't your friends tell you, like, oh, man, you look bad?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
You ever told somebody they look bad?
I haven't. I just let niggas wear they won't wear.
Now you got to change that on me. That should look trash. I do it all the time. Y'all don't tell y'all friends not to take that shit off. That shit looks trash. Y'all ain't good friends now.
I don't even have no friends.
Yeah.
I don't get to hang out with my friends. So
that's tough.
I feel like when I say this, you're going to make a joke. But I've definitely received that a lot because I'm not the most fashionable.
Oh, you are not fashionable at all.
I don't like... I've never been.
You don't like looking good. I know.
I like to be comfortable. They had an era where I was wearing Birkenstocks before they was popular because that was my high school shoe.
You got rid of the things, huh? Because you used to wear them here.
No, I love that shoe.
Nah, you got to throw them away, please.
All the colors.
They got to buy you a pair of different shoes.
But heels did not work for me. I would wear them to the club. Like, fuck y'all. Y'all feet hurt. Mine is comfortable. Great.
You don't wear heels?
I don't like to. But back in that, so I'm better now. But back then, I was like, man, fuck that shit. I just got off a point.
That's why you gay. Nigga don't want you. Damn, but they the chick who can't wear heels. Fuck out of here.
You think I'm gay because niggas don't want me?
You be tricking niggas with them yoga videos and then they find out you're on slide meat and they feel tricked.
Why?
Bamboozled.
I'm doing yoga.
Because we want our meat slide. What you mean
by? You trying to do sexual yoga.
Slab? That's what I'm saying? Like, yes. S-L-O-B? I thought you said slap.
Slob on a knob like corn on a cob. Like
me doing yoga equates to sucking dick?
Yes.
That's a part of sex.
Yes.
Me doing yoga.
You wearing yoga stuff. You got your hip bones showing because you ain't got no meat in the back. You got your titties out.
Couldn't go an episode without mentioning it. Go ahead.
Now niggas want to fuck and they want their meat slob. And then you'd be like, well, I'm not penetration and no orifice is getting penetrated over here. Now these niggas done spent their little 4 for 4 money on your little Wendy's date or whatever the fuck y'all be going at. I don't know. I don't know the fuck that you be going. Shit.
I can't eat Wendy's.
Or I can be the meal.
Oh, and then he go home what? Exactly. Yeah. So the nigga get meatballed, like I said.
That's his own problem. He signed himself
I'm
up for
that. I'm still a great time. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yep.
What's your but your bad your dad jokes and no meat slobbing going on? That's a great time. That sounds like an awful
they go
time.
Get it from elsewhere.
So you if you get into a relationship, your man can cheat.
That's not what I'm saying.
That's what it sounds like to me.
That's what I heard.
No, that's what I heard too.
You're talking about people I'm currently dating.
So what happened when he take the next step?
Well, then, I mean, that we can grow to, first of all, pause on the, I'm not saying the meat slobbing, but I mean, I'm not a virgin.
You might as well be. It's been a long time. Your sex probably boring as a motherfucker. Ain't even sucking dick. Man, nobody care about you. Man, next topic. Nobody trying to penetrate you, nigga. Except for them thirsty niggas on Facebook. Thirsty ass niggas, man. Hate them niggas.
Oh, every time y'all joke with me, think they could crack jokes.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to fuck one of them up, too. He joke with no teeth in his mouth.
They come ripping me.
I'm done talking about abuse, man. Yeah, y'all done fucking sound this shit out. Talk about this tough ass topic. What you about to say?
There's a lot to talk about, but we didn't get on, you know, men being abused and toxic mothers. We have these sons out here abusing women because they abuse them so much.
All right. I know it's a pattern, but it's not learned behavior. Like, I mean, you can break that cycle. Like, if my mom abused me, does not mean I gotta abuse you.
Right.
No, I'm not justifying it, but there are reasons behind what people do, is what I'm saying.
I mean, they mentally disturbed. Something's not wired properly. That's why they're doing this.
Agreed.
I mean, they got
a lot of mental trauma.
Go to therapy, y'all do the work. Pretty much. You got to actively break the cycle by doing the work on themselves.
But therapy ain't no guarantee. Like, I mean, it's not a guarantee. We always say let's go to therapy, but like, man, some of the therapists are trash.
Agreed.
I mean, but you can't just go to one and be like, it don't work. Sometimes you got to go to more than one.
I mean, you wouldn't even let me give you therapy.
You're not a therapist. You didn't go to school for it.
Hold up. That's the stupidest. Like,
I wish we stopped saying
that. Just go to school for something. Mean you expert at it?
I wish people stopped saying that because the resources out there are not that great. They just be like going to therapy. First of all, costs money, and there aren't resources for. There's not a lot of resources for people who don't have the money to seek counseling service. Like literally,
yo, I'm getting out free counseling. You can hit me up. I'm pretty good at it. I counsel quite regularly. I'm pretty good at this shit.
But venting to people who steer you in a positive way, it's a form of therapy too. Exercising, yoga.
Hold on.
Of those things. Eating healthy.
Are you saying you think I can give therapy?
No, not give therapy. Therapy in and of itself.
So you don't believe in me?
Should be done as a professional. What I'm saying is.
That's what I just said.
Talking to loved ones who are healthy and in a healthy space.
He's
not a loved one.
He's advocating for strangers to hit him up in the inbox and seek advice.
Sometimes people need outlets, though. I've learned that in a pandemic, too. I've connected with people.
We were
strangers. Yeah. But, like, sometimes you just want to get shit off, and sometimes you don't want it to be people that you're close to because you may not want them to know. May not want to burden them.
Well.
But speaking to, like, you know, we're human beings are communal. We need each other.
I'm extremely disappointed that you think I can't give therapy, because I'm pretty sure I could. Just because you went to school for something don't mean you're expert at it.
I ain't said expert. I said that's not what you know how to do.
How do you know? Give me a chance. Like you ain't even.
I talk to you about shit all the time,
and I'm always right, and I always give great advice and great.
No, a lot of your advice don't work for me. It worked for Nick.
No,
it
my advice work for everybody. You don't
like. What about you're sucking or not? That was advice before.
What?
Yes, it's a 21-year-old boy compared to a 37-year-old man who experienced the world. I'm good at therapy. Deonica, do you want, should I give you therapy? Do you want therapy? I'm giving out free sessions.
You know, so am I, actually, to all of my friends. So we can give it therapy to one another if you want.
I don't need it. I'm giving it to you.
I'm not sure about all that. But we can give therapy to one another. Yes. Let's do it.
Glasses look nice.
Oh, Lord.
Huh? Those glasses look nice.
Thanks. I actually got them from you. You guys.
I Dream Hollywood. Website coming soon.
Website coming soon.
Oh. Yo, we kind of... either we gotta run a part two of this. Y'all wanna run a part two of this shit?
I think it's a lot to cover.
No, wrap this up. We gotta run a part two right now. Final thought of this shit. Wrap it up. We gonna put it on there again. Come on. Final thoughts. Go ahead.
Be nice to your friends and family. Merry Christmas.
try to work on yourself. That'll help with all these different situations.
Agreed. Seek professional services if it is in your budget and they have the resources. Because even sometimes venting to loved ones, you also have to make sure they're in a space to receive it, because they may be dealing with shit too and they love you. So, like, you can unload on them and it'd be, they may carry it because they love you. So make sure they're in a space, or ask if they're in a space to receive that heaviness. Because it can be a lot, which is why professionals are needed, because, you know, that's what they do.
I can give therapy. Lower that volume a little bit, yo. Team ain't solidified, the lead ain't solid. I've been silent since day one. Episode 131, 2 of the TMI podcast. You're streaming everywhere. I appreciate my guests coming in the building. And part two of this is going to be on, not on YouTube, but on Apple and Spotify.